you are also acting with kindness towards yourself. By creating these moments for stillness and relaxation, today's practice is about the relationship between those two things: kindness towards others and kindness towards the self. Because finding a way to balance inner kindness and outer kindness is a challenge that we all face from time to time. How can you be kind to others without sacrificing yourself? And how can you be kind to yourself without being selfish? Allow yourself a few moments to settle into a steady, comfortable posture now. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to sit in meditation. Simply find a position that makes you feel at ease and supported. And make any movements or adjustments that you need to make so that you can bring all of your awareness to your meditation without being distracted by discomfort. Bring the awareness now to the whole body. Notice how the body sits here. Become aware of the energy that flows through you, and of the way that the tips of your toes are energetically linked to the crown of your head. Your knees are energetically connected with your shoulders. The gentle movement of your rib cage as you breathe in a natural rhythm creates a soft flow of energy throughout the body. You are complete and steady. And in this steadiness, you become aware that you are perfectly capable of kindness. As a whole human, existing with and within this body, you have a wisdom that is constantly striving for kindness. When you get really quiet and get really still, you are able to feel what is kind and what is not. You are allowing yourself to listen to your own intuition to your own wisdom. When you do this, it becomes much easier to act kindly, because you are more connected with the kindness that is you. You are a kind and intuitive human being. By sitting in this space, by listening to that wisdom, you see suddenly that being kind to yourself or being kind to others isn't a confusing or difficult thing. The chaos and the noise drops away, and you are able to make choices that are calm, wise, and really quite simple. There is no competition going on. You are not jostling for a position. You're not fighting for the kindness of others or for the kindness of yourself. You are as deserving of kindness as anyone else. And everyone else is as deserving of kindness as you. You feel a deep sense of connection with your body and with the space around you and with everything beyond that, with the entirety of your environment and everything and everyone in it. When we know we're all connected, we realize that we don't have to compete for space with fear that we might not win enough of that space, because we're all a part of the same thing. When someone is generous towards you, they are also being generous towards their own self. When someone acts with care towards their environment, they are also acting with care towards their own self. You do not have to choose whether to be kind to others or whether to protect yourself. You understand that you can do both. You are doing both. With boundaries drawn where you need them, you are free. Because your boundaries don't shut you in or make your world smaller. They open up the potential to move freely in the world and to move freely within your relationships. Because you are safe and you are not afraid. Take a deep breath in. The body is alive with vibrant energy. And breathe out. Take a few moments here, as long as you like, to sit with yourself in a state of calm and connection. Feel the energy that radiates from your body and the energy that you receive from the space around you. And when you're ready, no rush. Your practice is complete.